And there's many people going, who cares? Nah. 216-474-0092. Booth or no booth?
Yeah, we need to hear from you.
Booth or no booth?
It's got to be one or the other, too. It can't be like, from the club section.
Ken Dorsey, either in the booth or on the sidelines. It's that simple. Go around the room quick.
Yeah.
Oh, and booth or no booth?
Oh, of course, booth.
Yeah.
It's got to be the booth.
I flip-flopped. I want him on the field, and I want him tethered, literally tethered to the head coach. Like Stefanski, he gets the use of his left leg. Ken Dorsey, his right leg, and they have to move up and down the sidelines like that.
Do you want him tethered over the stadium like Vulture in Full House? What was their Uncle Joey Spano?
Jesse.
Yeah.
He was Jesse Cochran in the Uncle first couple.
Yeah, Uncle Jesse, and he came in because he was the lead singer of Vulture, and then he came in on the thing. All right, so there you go. I want Daryl again. Daryl, bring on Daryl. Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Schaub & Jewelers. Hello, Daryl. Daryl, you back?
I have been summoned, I swear. I didn't do it.
We have two questions for you that are on hold. You're going to take phone calls here, all right?
Oh, okay.
Now, if you guys want to ask this, like I'm going to get to Nathan in Cleveland first. Nathan, good morning, real quick, all right?
Good morning. Yeah. Hold on. Yes.
Booth or no booth first?
I'm going to go no booth. He's got to be down with them. He's got to be in the trenches.
All right. Nathan says he's got to be in the trenches.
In the trenches.
All right, Nathan, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah. It's ugly down there. So, listen, you guys are talking about no money. Cleveland doesn't have any money to keep the team. We don't have this. We don't have that. What about all those stupid casinos that we're supposed to pay for our schools and our roads and our – we should have an abundance of money at this
whoa,
point.
Daryl, what say you? Daryl, hello.
I ask those very same questions myself. I get it. The lottery was supposed to support the schools. The casinos support schools. The sports gambling supposed to go toward education. And yet all the school systems in the state have levies on the ballot because they don't have any money. So I don't know. I don't know where the money's going. But I know as a resident of the city of Cleveland, I know I'm asked to. There is another school levy that I'm asked to vote on come November 5th here, whether or not to give the schools more money. They're $150 million in the red.
All right. Daryl, I got one more for you.
Daryl, how is Leaf pickup?
Leaf pickup is back.
It's back.
We kind of had to do our own saber rattling because the mayor tried taking that away from us.
Daryl, you need to run for city council. I think you'd be great.
Daryl, that is real justice in action. You made sure to have your voice heard, and those leaves are getting picked up. Nope. They are getting bagged. Okay. They're getting sucked up. They're being taken out.
Let me get to Matt here, okay? Matt in Merriman Valley. Is that a congratulations on all your success, Merriman Valley?
I don't know. Where is that?
All right, hold on. Matt, Merriman Valley, before you say anything to Daryl, Matt, booth or no booth?
Whatever Daryl suggests.
Wow. Daryl says
and the
booth.
The only reason I say that is I didn't like him in the off. I didn't like Daryl in the offseason because of his skepticism of everything. But my God, did he call everything. Everything he predicted has manifested itself. And from now on, whatever Daryl says goes.
Whoa.
That's a promo.
Daryl! Whoa!
Daryl, take that to the bosses for the raise.
What do you think of that, Daryl?
Yeah, I needed that about 4 months ago.
Merriman Valley, it has its own neighborhood association. I'm going to say congratulations on all Matt's success.
That's not just Tom Merriman's backyard.
No. No, this is really new. How have I never heard of Merriman Valley? Okay, Daryl, see you in hell. Bye.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. Bob in Akron. Bob, booth or no booth?
Booth. 100% booth.
Why?
Because I need to have a live stream of his reactions to every single play shown on TV, please.
Wait a minute. Aren't they going to show him on the sidelines? Can't he go through all his histrionics on the sidelines? Can't he lose his mind on the sidelines?
He can lose his mind on the sidelines. But you see, in the booth, he's got props he can have, and he's got other people he can be around in.
Bob is 100% correct.
He's a prop coordinator.
Is this a CBS game? Because put it on Paramount Plus, the Ken Dorsey channel.
It does look, Bob, you're right about this. It looks 100% more ridiculous, the same actions when you're in a booth as opposed to on the sidelines.
Exactly.
Yeah, thank you. Bob, thank you very much for the call. Like, that if he does all those things on the sidelines, like I've seen a guy throw his headset before, which you really shouldn't. Those are really expensive pieces of equipment, and every administrator or every single professional franchise is going to get really mad at you. But I've seen guys throw their headsets before, clipboards, surface touch, whatever it is. It does not have the same effect as if it happens in the booth. Like last year, remember, did I tell you about that? Was it the Baylor game? With Iowa State, a window got shattered up in the press box.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They got paid for that.
There ain't no windows to shatter on the sidelines. I don't want anybody to shatter windows over at the stadium. I mean, according to the mayor, I don't know when it's ever going to get replaced.
What does it matter? We're on borrowed time anyway. It's going to be like the old stadium and those seats. Okay. Be taking tools to get that stuff out of there.
Speaking of haunted houses. Jim in Brooklyn, booth or no booth? Jim.
No booth.
No booth. Why? Oh, sidelines. Why? Why, Jim? Why?
Well, let him try to see what Stefanski's seen when he was down there. He can't see over top of everybody, you know?
Mm. Tone, thoughts? Jim, thank you.
Well, what about also just being able to quickly talk to guys?
Like, well, you got headsets.
Yeah, but it's not the same. When you're on the sidelines, you can see emotions. You can see facial expressions.
Ray Farmer disagrees.
The NFL I grew up in, the quarterback got on the old rotary phone and called up to the booth, and they talked it out over the phone like men. I don't need them.
They need to bring back the old rotary phone. Tony in Chagrin. Wait a minute. Is this Chagrin Falls?
You got it.
I don't have my keys, damn it. All right, Tony's going to be having some fun later on tonight. Tony, booth or no booth?
I'm going to say no booth.
No booth.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, that's another vote for no booth.
Boy, reaction,
I see the positives to
this,
both.
Reaction coming in. I mean, this is a whirlwind right now. It's tough to keep up with the reaction.
A tour de force. Eddie in Massachusetts. Eddie. You're listening on the free Odyssey app. Eddie, booth or no booth?
Hey, I'm sitting here with my friend Bishop Nelson enjoying a Dunkin' Donuts coffee and a lobster claw. And we say, we're coming out of the booth.
No booth. Yeah, vote for no booth.
It
ain't my fault the bartender cut you off last night.
Roman on X, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, says, you know the Browns season's going swimmingly well when Ken and Lima are playing booth or no booth on a Friday in October.
Got that right, baby.
Cleveland's hottest new game
here
show.
You go.
Booth or no booth.
Booth or no booth. It's the same.
Not to be confused with LA's boo or no boo, which is about sushi.
It is the It'll same
next
thing.
Segment.
This is where, you know what? I know you mentioned Nick talking about time being a flat circle. Did we or did we not play too much monkin', not enough monkin'?
We did.
At around the same time back into what, 2000? 18, somewhere in there.
No,
here we are again.
But it drove so many of our conversations.
It did. Too much monkin', not enough monkin'. And now it's booth or no booth for our offensive coordinator. And the question of who calls the plays, who doesn't call the plays, who offense really is it? Nobody ever goes in.
Nobody ever comes out.
Jay and Erie, booth or no booth?
Booth. But I got a question for you guys.
All right.
Is this part of a sabotage by Kevin Stefanski to say, see, if you can do it any better than I can, Ken Dorsey? Is Stefanski worried about his job? And if he hands the play calling over to Dorsey here, is he going to – and if it doesn't get any better, does that help Stefanski save his job? Basically saying, see, you can't do it any better than I can.
That was one of my very first – Jay, thank you for bringing some semblance of realism here. That was one of my first thoughts, and then I went, nah, I don't think it's going to help anyway. I mean, if they're – because if you let him if you let him call plays and it doesn't get any better, then you have no control over the organization, and that's your job as a manager.
If you let him call plays and it does get better, you go, see, I took charge of the situation,
And then
I put the right guy in the situation to help this football team win.
But it's still a results-based business, and they can always go, well, yeah, but you didn't do it soon enough. You probably should have done it at the beginning of the year, and they could always say bye-bye if they really want to.
Give me a quarterback.